Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is April the 25th, 2023. Another year, another day, another hour, another second. We can give praise and honor to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, the Lord God Almighty in the earth realm. We are grateful that we could call upon your mighty name and you didn't limit us. You didn't say, call upon me for 1 second and that's it. No. For throughout eternity, you said, call upon you without ceasing. Don't stop. Pray. And you told us how to pray. You said we're to pray effectual, fervent prayers. In the name of Jesus, we're thankful, Lord God, that we can come before your holy presence, before your throne, and we can bow down like the angels and said, holy, holy, holy is our God. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are so glad that you allowed us to be in this day in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for you are the Lord God. Oh God, you will hold your right hand up in the name of Jesus, saying, unto you fear not, unto us fear not, that you will help us in every situation we face in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. We're thanking you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus for all that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, as we begin to pray for the children, hallelujah. Children to sing that song about the B-I-B-L-E. We love for the children to learn the books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You know, the Lord said when he was upon the earth and the disciples saw the children, the parents were bringing the children to Jesus. And they said, no, Jesus is busy. No, he's busy. He's taking care of the adults. But Jesus said, wait a minute. Hold up. Allow the children to come to me because they're part of the kingdom too. What are you doing? You don't know what you're doing. They're not too young. They're just the right age. Allow the children to come to me. And he blessed them. Oh, my God. So today we're blessing the children. We're thanking God for Adderley Johnson from Louisiana. She's on with us today. Her grandmother, Esther Collins, bring her on every Tuesday for her to sing, as she is a psalmist. We thank you that Adderley can sing such wonderful songs. We appreciate Adderley. She is a wise child out of the mouth of babes. I thank God for all of you who are on today with us. So we're going to be listening to the children. They're going to be singing and praying. We thank God today. Good afternoon. Adderley, how are you?
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Adderley? Is that your brother?
Good. Yes.
Oh, he's beginning to talk, huh?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to sing today, Adderley?
Our God is an awesome God.
All righty. Okay, babe. Go ahead.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wish. From power and love, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. I hear your brother singing with you, too. What's your brother's name again, Adelie?
Baby Chucky.
Baby Chucky. Hey, Chucky. What's he? He wants to sing too. Let him sing. Hey. Oh, he's singing. Look at him. He's singing, our God is an awesome God and Jesus loves me. This I know. Oh, my God. He's practicing while he's 1 year young. Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, I thank you for Adelie, for her baby brother. I thank you for her grandmother who's trained them up and their parents, the father, the mother, who's training them up in the way that they should go. I thank you, Lord God, for the joy. The Lord is their strength. I thank you, Lord God, you say you know the plans that you have for Adelie and for her baby brother. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, that they are learning and taught to love you. As they are growing up, oh God, they're taught to love you, you know, morning, noon, and night, and their parents are teaching them your word, how to sing your word, how to pray your word, how to think about you all the time. So bless Adelie and her baby brother as they are growing by leaps and bounds. I thank you for the word is being downloaded in them by their grandmother and by their parents. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Adelie. We love you, Adelie. All right. Well, we are so grateful. We have on with us today Minister Julia Walker, her nephew Joe, and her three great-grandsons. They're going to pray and sing songs, a song. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. We thank you for allowing us to be on the air today. I have with me.
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
Kaden, and I'm 5 years old.
King, and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Zaire.
So we have a new boy.
Victor.
Okay. You guys ready? Come on.
Who'd you say the other was?
I will be done.
Okay.
As it is in heaven, give us this day.
Thanks for the good life. Thanks for the good love. Thanks for
Thanks for Mama, thanks for Will, thanks for Uncle Clint, thanks for Byron King and Buck and Vic and Joe. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're going to sing a song for it. Come on.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let him shine. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let him shine. I'm gonna run around and I jumped off the ground and shout. Jesus is alive. I'm gonna let him shine. Jesus is alive. Let him shine.
God.
Under pressure blood, and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen. My Lord, keep me covered. Under pressure blood, and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Right there, it's said, it.
Everything has breath.
Praise
the Lord.
What did you say?
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
What did you say? One more time.
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the words
of my mouth and the meditation
of my heart be
established in my soul. Amen.
What the devil come to do?
Kill, kill, and destroy.
But what God
come to
do?
Give you life
and
more
abundance. How do we fight the devil?
Get on my knees and pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Minister Julia Walker. I thank God for Zaire, Kenyon, King, and Joe. And the other person, I didn't get their name. What was their name that said something?
Victor.
Oh, Victor. Okay. Thank God for, Lord, we thank you for Sister Julia's household, Kenyon, Zaire, King, Joe. We thank you for Victor, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing for the household. We thank you that Minister Julia is training them up in the way that they should go so that the word is written on the tables of their heart that they would not sin against you. And thank you, Lord God, as they continually grow and develop, they will come have a closer walk with you. You said you know the plans you have for each one of them. They are great plans to give them a great future and a great hope. And so, Father, I thank you that they won't let the book of the law depart from their mouths. They will meditate on it morning, noon, and night. They will obey everything written in it, and they will make their way prosperous, and they will have good success. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the children. The children are just so awesome. We appreciate the parents and the children. We appreciate all of you who come on to pray effectual, fervent prayers. So it is praying time. Get your Bibles ready. You need Bibles today. You're going to need Bibles every time when you come on. So get your Bibles ready. I'm going to call on you different ones to pray. I thank God for you all coming on today. So I appreciate all of you so very much. May the Lord bless you all. Okay, well, it's praying time. If you're not going to pray, if you could mute your phones, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. So today we're going to be praying scripture. So please get your Bibles ready. I'm going to ask Mother Fanny first But hold on, Mother Fanny. Let me just assign people first. Mother Fanny's going to be the first one. And then Sister Lanny, your scripture is going to be Psalms 139, 13 through 16. Psalms 139, 13 through 16. So you can read through it, and you're going to be praying. When I call on you again, I will let you know what your target is. But go ahead and read through those scriptures. And then we have Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian, on with us today. She is going to be praying Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And we have Sister Marion on with us. She's going to be praying Psalms 127, 3 through 5. So go ahead and read your scriptures, and then I'm going to call on you momentarily. When I call on you, I will give you the target. So just go ahead. I'm giving you time to read your scriptures. So we thank God for effectual, fervent prayers. He wants us to be knowledgeable of the word, understand the word, and know how to apply it. So today we're going to be praying for babies in the womb, for babies in the womb to be safe. So Mother Fanny, if you could pray for the mothers not to murder the unborn, your scripture is Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. Pray for mothers not to murder their unborn babies. Mother Fanny, go ahead.
What is this scripture? I have a hard time trying to see.
No, you don't have to read the scripture. I read it for you. Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. So pray for the mothers not to murder their unborn children.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I should please have my Father let the mothers not murder the unborn babies in the mighty name of Jesus. I should have mercy upon them, Lord. Help them not think that way, not go that way. Help them to obey the Holy Spirit, that they'll be led by the Holy Spirit. They won't even let nothing that even come in their mind by murdering the little children, the babies. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon the children of God. Save our little children. Lord, be with them. Take them in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, save them, Lord. Save them. Help the press not do that to the little children. Tell them that is wrong. They not to do that. Help them to think on God and look up to the name of the Lord Jesus. They won't even let that come through their mind. They won't even think that way. They'll think of the goodness of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to save the little children by the grace and the mercy of God. Take them in your hand. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to the little bitty children, neither the little bitty babies. In the name of Jesus, the little babies were on the way coming on into the world. Lord, I ask you to please help the father. Help them not, the parents, to help them to eat the right thing. In the name of Jesus, for the little children to come in the world like God want them to come into this world. And help them not do this drug on a little bit of children, little. In the name of Jesus, help them not smoke and mess the little children up and mess the little minds up, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Meet the pastor. Teach them and tell them. That is not what God wants them to do. Nobody in this world. He wants us to be obedient to his word and be led by his Holy Spirit and help us to pray for the little children. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon the little children. God loves little children. Make a way for them out of no way. They'll come in this world in the name of Jesus. All right. In the name of Jesus, there won't be nothing wrong with them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. Okay, Sister Lanny, your scripture was Psalms 139:13-16. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know full well my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So your target is to pray for mothers to realize that God knit them with their babies in the womb.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the master of our souls. You are our creator. You purpose us and you formed us. And you had in mind what we would be in the earth. We pray for the mothers of children yet unborn, that they would see the value of their child through your eyes, that they would begin to understand that the child was knitted together, was put in them. You allowed them to be born. You allowed them to be conceived and that they should be born to declare your glory. Hallelujah, God. We pray for mothers who have not met you yet, that someone would come to them and show them through the word of God the value of their salvation and the value of saving a child for your glory, that that child would live to be a vessel unto you in the earth. So we pray, God, for the mother that don't know and for the mother that does know and may be afraid to go through the pregnancy because of different reasons that society has put on them. I pray, God, that you'll give them courage to protect their child, give them courage to decide to have the baby, give them courage to do whatever it takes to make sure the child is protected. We thank you, Father, that there is, as long as there's life, there's hope. And we know, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit and grace and mercy, it's possible. And it is a blessing that these parents, these mothers, would make that decision. So we pray for those mothers right now. We lift them up. Some of those who are confused and don't know which way to turn, we pray, God, that you'll send help for them. We know that the work of the Holy Spirit works through all of us in one way or another to help us to get to your will, get to your way. And so it's through your word that we can know who we are. It's through your word we can know the value of a child. I've lift those mothers up to you, God, that you will send ministry and give them the revelation of the worth of their children so they will not destroy them in the womb. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, Sister Vivian, your scripture is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. So your prayer target is pray that fathers and mothers realize their unborn has a purpose that God put inside of them before they were born.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great. Oh, God, we just thank you for your greatness, God, what you have done, God. Oh, God, way before time, before we was even born, for any mother or father was born, God, let them know, God, that that child that they are carrying, that seed that has been formed and womb that is carrying, God, it was even, hallelujah, formed before then, hallelujah, God, you knew, oh, God, and you ordained way before that time, oh, God, before it was conceived, and Father, we thank you that every parent will recognize, oh, God, while what they have encountered, oh, God, that you had already planned it. God, we thank you for every parent, oh, God, is rejoicing because they know, oh, God, that you have knew this child would be here, knew that this child would come forth, knew, oh God, that the womb was sanctified before it come forth. Knew or knows, oh God, oh Father God, that this child was ordained to be a prophet to the nation, God. They, I pray that they'll prophesy over it. Prophesy over that baby, oh God, that it is a prophet to the nation. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord, that they will lift this child up, oh God, and believe you, oh God. Oh God, for mighty things, oh God, in this child's life. Oh God, Father, speak over them, oh God, and know, oh God, God, that this child, or these children, because they may be two, it might be triplets, we don't know what it is that they're bringing forth. Only the parents know. But God, we are speaking into their lives this afternoon. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they are, oh, God, lay their hands on it and say, I know without a shadow of a doubt that this child was ordained for greatness, for plenty. Oh, God, to speak your word. God, in all kind of ways, oh, God, that people, as they grow, oh, God, that they'll be strong. I remember how, oh, God, the prophet, when they spoke into Samuel's life and said he would be strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that he would be what he would be in. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And he was strong as long as he didn't cut off his hair. Oh, Father God. So we, oh, God, take the prop and, oh, God, attach it to our children, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and believe, hallelujah, yes, God, believe in their hearts, oh, God, that this child shall be mighty among the nations, oh, God, that their voice shall be heard in whatever capacity that you have ordained them for, because it's you do it that do the doing, oh, God. And we are grateful and thankful, God, for what you do, oh, God, because you ordained it before time. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's before time. It's in your time, and it wasn't in their time. And when they made this baby, God, it was, oh, God, before they was formed in the mother's womb. And so, Lord, we thank you and give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Marion, before you pray, Sister Linda. Sister Linda, can you pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me give you a scripture. I'm going to give you the scripture, and then when it's your turn, I'll read the scripture, and then I'll give you the prayer target. The scripture is
okay.
Found in Proverbs 6:16 through 19. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. But I'll read
okay.
it in a minute. But Sister Marion,
okay.
Sister Marion, your scripture is Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. And so your prayer target, Sister Marion, is pray for parents to know and accept they're unborn as a heritage from the Lord.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you today right now, Lord God. I thank you for our children. I pray that you bless them. Let each and every parent that give birth to a child realize and know that their heritage is a rich heritage, that the children are a gift from the Lord right now, Lord God, to nourish them, Lord God, and to take care of them, Lord God, to protect them and watch over them, to love them right now, Lord God, and know that they are worthy of their prayers and their protection right now, Lord God. Let them know that they have a purpose in this world right now, Lord God, and God gave them to each parent as a gift, as a reward right now, Lord God, and they have rich heritage right now, Lord God. Let them protect the kids, Lord God, not abuse them, Lord God, but love them and protect them right now, Lord God, and know that they are valuable right now, Lord God. They are valuable asset right now, Lord God, and that God preserved them for a purpose right now in this world, and just protect them and cover them right now. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for all of the children, for all of the parents right now, Lord God. Let them realize that the children are gifts from God. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, is that you so happy today?
Oh, I thought I was on mute. I'm so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
That's all right. All right, so I'm going to give some prayer targets right before Sister Linda's speech. Mother Fanny, you're going to be praying after Sister Linda, but I'm going to come back in and give you what you need to pray for. I'll read your scripture for you. Sister Lanny, your scripture is Psalms 22:10. Psalms 22:10. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Isaiah 49:15. If you don't get them, just let me know. Isaiah 49:15, Sister Vivian. Sister Lanny, did you get yours? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 42:10.
Okay, Sister Marion, your scripture is 1 Corinthians 16:14. 1 Corinthians 16:14. And I'll come back in. So go ahead, Sister Linda. Oh, I'm sorry. Your prayer target, Sister Linda. Let me just read your scripture, and then I'll tell you prayer target. Your scripture is, there are 6 things the Lord hates. 7 are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to run to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. So your prayer target is, pray for parents to know that God hates the shedding of innocent blood, that you know, that God wants their babies to be born.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come together to pray for your children that you created in your image and after your likeness. We thank you, Father. We lift up the parents, Lord, of those children we've already read in the Word, the 6 things that you hate, and we hate what you hate, and we love what you love, and that's why we're here today, oh God. We're giving you honor and praise and thanks, God, for your divine plan for lives unborn, and even those children that you do allow to be born, Father. There's parents killing their children. There's husbands killing the wives and the children, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, Father, and they're shedding innocent blood. Father, we can only pray that your will be done. In every situation, we want to walk in obedience to you and leave the situation and circumstances in your hand, Father. Father, we pray, we know that you hear the innocent blood that is shed, just like you heard when Cain killed Abel. You heard the cry of his blood. You are awesome, God. You know all things. Before we even pray, you already know. So, Father God, we pray right now, and we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you would give the parents wisdom, that they will not, Lord God, hate the fact that they're pregnant. What they need to hate is the sexual encounters that they have before they even get pregnant, Father. We pray that they will hear your voice in everything, Lord God, to stop, to say no. Father, then they won't have to sin against you by taking innocent lives and spilling innocent blood that you communicate with. So, Father, we just thank you for you answering prayers today. Every prayer that have been prayed, you have heard them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would bless the families, you would bless moms and dads, and give them your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge. We pray that the eyes of their understanding will be open, God, that they would come to know who you are and to fear you. That's what it's all about, the fear of the Most High God, before they even lay down with each other, Father. Even if they are married, Lord God, let them begin to seek you, seek your face in wisdom, Lord God, and in truth. Should we have a baby now? If my husband don't want one, if I don't want one, then, Father, then let us come together and let us communicate. Don't let them have babies in anger and trying to prove who they are to one another. But what's most important is that they please you in all things. So, Father, we pray for the parents today, those that are single, even those that are married. Father, you knoweth all things, and we trust you. In Jesus' name, we give you honor, praise, and thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mother Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you a scripture, and I'll tell you. Did Job 31:15, did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one form us before within our mothers? So pray for the abortion doctors to realize they're not to get rid of the baby. Pray for abortion doctors to stop aborting babies.
Tell the Father in the name of Jesus, I pray for the doctors not get rid of the babies. Please help me, Father. Don't let them even think of that, get rid of the babies. There's the one that will save the babies in the name of Jesus. Save the babies, save the babies. All the babies of this old world, in the name of Jesus, let them come out unharmed. After they come into this world, Lord, help them not have abortion. In the name of Jesus, help them to do the very best they can to protect the babies. Do what they're supposed to do. Pray for the babies, even the babies inside of their bodies. Help them pray for the babies. Come out normal. Over there, come out normal. Not foot farm. They'll come out the way God wanted to come out. Head first, Father God. And let them come out normal as it can be. Lord, I just pray you'll save them and talk to the parents, talk to them, hear the parents, hear what God said, not what the devil said, not pay the devil no attention. Pray for the children. Pray, help them pray and pray and pray, and do what the word of God said do, not let them put them away in places if they should have a baby and they don't know what to do, help them to pray and ask God to help them put the baby on a safe place where no harm or danger will come to them. Somebody will find them in the name of Jesus. So many babies go down like that, and it's just not right. God don't like it, and we don't either. We shouldn't want to do nothing like that in the name of Jesus. Because God loves all little children, all babies in the name of Jesus. He takes care of them. He blesses them. He's there for them. He'll lead them and guide them. He'll tell them what to do in the name of Jesus. When they come up and get big enough to understand things, he'll teach them and show them the way they should do it and things they shouldn't do. He'll lead them and guide them to treat the truth, and that's the way to go. In the name of Jesus, though, save them. Save them. Children all over the world is dying and getting killed all kind of way. Lord God, I pray, God, that you will be with every one of them. In the name of Jesus, be there for them. In the name of Jesus, take care of them. And let them have a long, everlasting life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, Sister Lanny. your scripture, Psalms 22:10. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Prayer target is ask God to reveal to parents of the unborn that their unborn belongs to him.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful that you are our creator who formed us and you loved us and gave us assignment in the earth. And we are all here because you assigned us to the earth for a purpose for you. So, Lord, I pray for mothers that they will understand that and understand that every child has purpose for your glory. Every child has deserved an opportunity to live, to see the plan, to live out the plan that you have for them, that they're made on purpose with the divine appointment. Mothers don't always know what the appointment is, but they can know that their child is appointed by you and that you put that child in position that they would, in their care, that they would care for that child and protect that child from harm so they can grow up to be able to do the things that you desire them to do in Jesus' name. God, we pray for all those things that will come against that child and come against the mother to draw them away from your purpose. We pray, God, that you'll protect them. Hold back the darkness that will find their way to you. Know that they're doing what pleases you, that they're living according to your word, they're living according to your way and your will. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, your scripture is Isaiah 49:15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you, says the Lord. So your prayer target, Sister Vivian, is thank God for protecting the children and for the parents to realize and remember that God realize that God remembers the unborn.
Great God, great God. Father, we pray that mothers will recognize that God knew that child before it was formed, God. And a mother will not, because of her love for her child, she will not forget, oh, Father God, their child that she has born and brought into this world, God, or bringing into this world, God, that she will not, to give this child the love and attention, God, that you have ordained for her to do. Oh, Father God, we pray that she will not forget, oh, God, that it is human and you have loved it enough to allow her to bring forth, oh, God, into this world. We thank you, Lord, for the safety that she'll watch over her children like a hen watches over chicks, oh, God, and she will protect, oh, Father God, this child from anything, oh, God, that may try to harm it in any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh, Father God, that every woman to love her child as you have taught us to love, oh, God, to love our children, love others as we love ourselves, oh, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the son of her womb. Oh, praise God, of the daughter of her womb, oh, God. Lord, that they be prosperous, that she will love no matter what it looks like, oh, God, Father God, and what God has truly done. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's in this child, in this womb, oh, Father God, because you said you have put your spirit inside of us. We thank this, the Holy Spirit will be great, great, and do mighty things through these children. Lord, we are thanking you and giving you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Marion, your scripture is 1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all you do be done in love. And your prayer target is pray for parents to love their unborn and do them no harm. Sister Marion, you there?
problem.
Hello? Okay.
Heavenly Father, right now, I thank you right now, and I praise you right now, Lord God. And I pray for all of the children, unborn and the ones that are already here. I pray right now, Lord God, that they would love their babies, love them with all unconditional love. Protect them right now, Lord God. Show them love like God has shown us. Show them love like Jesus has shown us. Let them love them in spite of what may be wrong with them. If they come out, illnesses or special anything, Lord God, autistic or whatever, let them love them in spite of whatever disability they might have. Let them love them. Unconditional love right now, Lord God, because God and Jesus loved us unconditionally. I pray for parents, all parents that love their children, to love them unconditionally and to raise them in the word of God, that they will come up to be God-fearing children, to be mannerable, to be obedient to their parents. And parents, love your children. Love your children. Show them love right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus showed us love in spite of whatever we've done that was sinful. God forgave us and loved us in spite of. So I'm praying that all parents love their babies, love their children, and love themselves right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, your scriptures, Romans 9:25. I'll call you the unloved and make you the beloved. So pray and thank God for that he loves the unloved babies in the womb.
Father, we thank you that your word is true. You are loving God. In spite of us not loving, there is nothing that we can do to change how you love us and the way that you love us. You love us from your truth, from righteousness, God. And we thank you. So we pray, oh God, for mothers. We pray for families today, Lord God, that they would love unconditionally, no matter what the situation may be, that they would see it from the eyes of truth, Father, in Jesus' name. You said all the other commandments hinges on those two, Lord, that we love you from our heart, soul, mind, spirit, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Our children are close to us, babies, unborn babies. We pray, God, that the mothers and fathers will first receive your love and love from others, God, even if it's just a grandmother or auntie or a cousin, because they can't give what they don't have. And, Father, we pray that you would super exceed their feelings, their emotions, their soulish realm, and that they would be influenced by the love that they would get from others so that they could implement that love to that baby, to that child, Lord. So that's what we pray today, God, for their understanding to be enlightened, that their eyes have been darkened by the things of the world, the wickedness of the prince of this world, Father God, but we know that everyone and everything that you created, you're very mindful. So it's an easy thing for you to do. If we seek you, if they would seek you, you'll hear them. If they cry out to you for mercy, for answers, you will hear them and you will respond. Your word is true. So, Father, we thank you that your love is unfailing. We thank you, Lord, that your love first found us, God. And it can do the same thing for those that have not yet experienced what true love is. So we ask that today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother Fanny, I'm going to call on you in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you what you're going to be praying. Sister Lanny, can you pray Psalms 119:73. Sister Vivian, you can pray Job 10:11. Job 10:11. All right, Mother Fanny, your scriptures, Job 33:4. The Spirit of God made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Pray for parents not to remove God's breath from the unborn by killing them.
Repeat that again.
Pray for parents not to move the breath of the unborn baby by killing them. Not to move the breath of God from the unborn baby by killing them.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you please, Heavenly Father, let the parents not move the undress of the little children. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, to help the parents not do these things that Jehovah don't want them to do. He loves his little children. He gives praise to his little children. He do everything that he sees fit to do for his little children. And he wants us all to love little children. A matter of God is what they might do after they grow up and get big. And Lord, he still wants us to love them. They do things that we don't approve of, but he still wants to love the little children, the big ones and the little ones. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to please help the Father. Help us to be obedient to God's word and carry his word out just as he wanted to be carried out. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank God for all of his children of the world, what he has done and what he has done. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to be with each and every panel in this old world. They'll think right. They'll do right. They'll do the things that God meant for them to do. They will not fall asleep. They will not do what he said to do. In the name of Jesus, they know right from wrong. God knows. He knows we know right from wrong. And help us do the right thing and not the wrong thing. Help us do what God wants us to do. Help us to pray and ask God to show us what to do and how to do for our children in the name of Jesus. For he can set us all free and set the little children free. And he will tell us what to do and what not to do. And he will tell us not to kill the unborn babies and have abortion and all that kind of stuff. He will tell us that's wrong. We shouldn't do that. We must not do that. We will not do these wrong things. We will obey the Holy Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, your scripture is Psalms 119:73. Your hands made me and formed me. Thank God for forming the unborn with his hands and for protecting them from being aborted.
Amen. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have such divine love for us, for your creation, that you made each one of us in the earth, God. You've already purposed and said that everybody that was born was made to give you glory. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we will understand the power of who you are. Understand that children will understand the power of who they are with you loving them so much to put that your hands on them, to fashion them. And, Father, pray that you will give them, according to your word, understanding as to your plan for them, your purpose for them, your assignment, your calling on them, the anointing you put on them in the earth. We know, Father, your divine appointment came from heaven, and we say in your word, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray, Father, that mothers will teach their children, mothers will, and fathers will guide their children, help them to know how important they are to you and how necessary they are in the earth. God, we thank you that this kind of love only comes from you. And so, God, we need your word to be shown, your word to be known. It needs to someone to come and teach them and guide them, instruct them so parents can tell the children who they are, who they really are. For we know the world has an assignment, but you have a word assignment for them. We pray, God, for the word assignment, that they will get the word assignment that you have declared on their lives, that you fashioned them and you made them deliberately and on purpose for your own glory. Hallelujah, God. Give them understanding so that they can learn how to live a life that will glorify you and be good citizens in the earth so they can be good citizens in heaven by understanding the assignment in the earth, how to love other people, how to protect other people, how to share with others, how not to harm one another, but one loving on the other, experiencing help to others so that they can understand your purpose in the earth. Thank you, Father, for making all of us. We thank you for this special assignment for every child in the world, that they will understand that you love them, you made them, and they are purpose for your glory. We pray for ministry to come to give them that understanding. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, your scripture was Job 10:11. You clothed me with skin and flesh, and you knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and steadfast love. So thank God for granting the children life and steadfast love to the unborn, and pray for all abortion clinics to be shut down.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, it's time for hallelujah on that one. We thank you, God, that you have clothed children with skin. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. God, I'm clothing under their skin. Oh, God, is the Holy Spirit clothing them. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, have loved them so much, oh, God, to allow them to, oh, God, be, oh, God, a part of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for clothing them with God. That means that you just love them with tenderness. Oh, Father God, you have loved them even with an everlasting love, God. We thank you, Lord God, for skin and flesh to cover their bones. They are fenced in, hallelujah, with sinew. Oh, God, yes, God, you just made every part. Oh, God, you made it. Nobody else didn't do it, God. God, you made them with flesh and bones and sinew and skin, God. Oh, God, and clothe them in your righteousness, God. Lord, God, yes, God, cause you knew them first, oh, God. Now we pray against every, we pray that every abortion clinic will be closed down so it will not burn the sinew. It will not burn their flesh. Oh, God, it will not burn their skin, oh, God, because you made them beautiful. Oh, good. Thank you. Glory to be to God. You fearfully and wonderfully made them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So why do we want to burn them, oh God, and take them from the mother's womb when they already was planned to be? Glory. Hallelujah. They was already planned to be there. Oh, Father God, this was ordained way before time. So then they want to take them and burn them, but the devil is a lie. So we come against every abortion clinic, every clinic, oh God, that stands and think that it can stand firm. We can, God, you will show them, God. Oh, God, you can do anything but fail, God. Lord, God, that you can take them down, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. That you can take them down, take them out. They shall not stand. God, nothing can stand against your word. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we speak your word into the atmosphere, thing got to happen. We plan, oh, God. Oh, God, that abortion clinics will be closed. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord will remain. Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all so much. Don't forget, Wednesday, tomorrow, we have Bible study, 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Sister Marion, can you close us out in prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this prayer line for our children. You've heard all the petitions that went up right now, Lord God, and everything that was prayed for. I'm praying and asking that you grant all of our petitions right now, Lord God, all our prayers that went up to protect our children and to protect their parents, to stop abortions right now, Lord God, stop abuse of the children, and stop the killing
and shedding of innocent blood of our children. I pray that all of our prayers be answered right now on behalf of all of our children right now, Lord God. Continue to bless us and continue to keep us prayed up for our children and for ourselves right now, Lord God. Help us always abide in your word right now, Lord God, and let your word abide in us right now, Lord God. And as we close out, I thank you for Sister Caritha right now, Lord God, and all of the ladies that's on the line today and the children. I pray that you continue to bless all of us and help us to continue doing what we're doing right now, Lord God, and continue to pray for the children and pray one for another right now. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you all so much. Thank you all so much
Amen.
For coming on and
Amen.
Praying effectual, fervent prayers. So we'll talk to you all soon. Love you all. Have a good evening. Love
Amen.
You all.
Love you
love
too.
Love you all too. Bye-bye.